While COVID slowed the country to a standstill, animal rehabilitation centres have been kept busy. One of those, the Central Energy Trust Wild Base Recovery in Palmerston North, reopens its doors to the public today. Charlotte Cook reports.
Dust-ups, domestic violence, dog attacks and the ever-encroaching world of big glass windows has led birds to Wild Base Recovery Centre. Surrounded by waterfalls, the sound of native birds and lots of greenery, it's impossible to think of it as anything other than tranquil. The centre in the heart of the Palmerston North Esplanade was 8 years and $8 million in the making. Its manager, Chris Smith, said in the first year they had more than 100,000 visitors through the site, and while it's good to have the doors open again, getting people through isn't the main goal.
The true purpose of the place is basically to get those injured wildlife back out into their natural environments. So it's not so much about having, you know, lots and lots and lots of people through. Our primary focus here is actually about the rehabilitation of those animals.
He says more than 120 birds have been through the centre, often having surgery at the Wild Base Hospital.
They can basically be here for as long as a day to weeks to months. Really depends on the individual treatment of each patient. But basically the rehab order for hospital, so if you were to go to hospital and have any surgery or anything like that, you'd go through a time of rehabilitation. Once you're fit and healthy again, you'd be released back into your home. So that's essentially the same as what we have here.
One of the founders, Rodney Wong, says it's great the public can once again check on the residents' progress free of charge.
It was never designed to make money. It was designed for awareness, for conservation, so people can actually get to see some of our native birds up close. And probably more importantly, unlike a zoo, they rehabilitate and get set back out into the wild.
And there is a revolving door of celebrities. The current guest list includes a little blue penguin, a young kiwi and four naughty kereru, among others all on special diets with fit-for-purpose aviaries. The clinic's rehab supervisor, Pauline Nyman, says her favourite success story is that of a mollymook. These birds usually get quite depressed in recovery, but this one had other ideas.
That particular bird came down here and made herself so at home that she's like making a nest. I was like, hang on a minute, this is rehab. You're only here for a minute. She destroyed a whole bunch of plants and was like, this is really great. So it was really nice to be able to get that bird out into a nice environment where it was like, oh, this is great. Like having rest and sitting by the pool and where's my margarita.
Pauline Nyman says for them, having guests check out of their room is always a good thing.
It's not a stagnant zoo or anything. We wanted to use the patients as the constant highlights, you know, but for highlighting conservation messages. But that's the cool thing about it, is that you can come here quite often and you either get invested in the Dexter, you know, the penguin with a history of domestic violence, or you love coming down and just seeing what's new.
That said, Big Boy, the Tuatara, and his three girlfriends are permanent residents. Wild Base staff realised they'd found other ways to entertain themselves when little Tuatara babies popped out. So the guest list continues to grow. In Palmerston North, for Morning Report, Charlotte Cook.